Globalization is a transformative force shaping our world, connecting economies, cultures, and political systems like never before. It influences how nations interact, trade, and collaborate, creating both opportunities and challenges. In this lesson, we'll explore its various forms and delve into its profound impact on the global and Indian economies, as well as the role of multinational enterprises in this dynamic process. Globalization is a powerful force shaping economies, cultures, and politics worldwide. By understanding its complexities, you will gain insights into how it impacts businesses, international relations, and societal challenges. These objectives will guide you through key concepts, from the drivers of globalization to its implications for businesses and global systems, empowering you to critically analyze and apply this knowledge in real-world contexts. Globalization is the process of integrating national economies into a global framework, enabling the free flow of goods, services, and ideas. It has immense significance, fostering economic growth, cultural exchange, and technological progress. In India, globalization has led to increased foreign investments, a booming service sector, and advancements in technology. Though it also brings challenges like heightened competition and job losses in certain industries. Multinational enterprises are key players in this process, driving trade, investment, and innovation across borders. By connecting national economies, globalization promotes international cooperation in areas like trade, environmental issues, and political systems. Globalization manifests in three primary forms: economic, cultural, and political. Economic globalization involves the integration of national economies through trade, investment, and market liberalization, as seen in global supply chains and multinational corporations. Cultural globalization focuses on the exchange and blending of cultural practices, ideas, and values, facilitated by international travel and media. Political globalization highlights the growth of global political systems, such as the United Nations, and the diminishing role of nation-states. Together, these forms of globalization create a complex web of interconnectedness, influencing every aspect of modern life. Economic globalization has transformed the global economy by integrating production and markets across borders. Companies benefit from sourcing materials and labor globally, reducing costs and enhancing efficiency. International organizations like the IMF and WTO play a pivotal role in regulating trade and ensuring balanced economic power. Technological advancements, such as faster internet and improved transportation, have further facilitated global trade. However, this interconnectedness also brings challenges, including increased competition for local businesses and job displacement due to automation. Understanding these dynamics is crucial to navigating the opportunities and challenges of economic globalization. Cultural globalization is the process of sharing ideas, values, and traditions across borders, creating a more interconnected world. This exchange fosters mutual understanding and collaboration, but it also poses challenges, such as the erosion of unique cultural identities. Cross-cultural communication and intercultural exchanges play a vital role in enhancing global cooperation in various fields, including politics and economics. Cultural diffusion, seen in the spread of music, religion, and sports, often leads to fusion genres and global phenomena, but it can also threaten traditional practices. Examples like the FIFA World Cup and the global popularity of jazz and reggae illustrate how cultural globalization connects people worldwide, while also raising questions about preserving cultural heritage. Political globalization represents a significant shift in how power and governance are structured globally. Nation-states are no longer the sole dominant actors, as international organizations and NGOs increasingly influence global policies. For instance, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has made substantial contributions to global health initiatives, showcasing the role of philanthropy in addressing global challenges. Organizations like the United Nations and NATO play pivotal roles in regulating international politics and trade, emphasizing the interconnected nature of governance. Additionally, the rise of global citizenship reflects how individuals now identify with multiple national and global identities. This evolution signifies a move towards governance that transcends traditional borders, reshaping the dynamics of power in the modern world. Globalization is driven by several key movements that reflect the interconnected nature of our world. The movement of people, enabled by advancements in transportation, has made travel for tourism, work, and even transnational marriages more accessible. Similarly, the movement of information has been revolutionized by technologies like the internet, fostering global journalism and cultural exchange, though it also brings challenges like xenophobia. The democratic movement seeks to empower global citizens by advocating for systems that transcend traditional nation-states. Lastly, the global civics movement promotes a shared sense of responsibility and rights among all humans, emphasizing our collective interdependence. Together, these movements illustrate the multifaceted nature of globalization. International cooperation plays a pivotal role in addressing challenges that transcend national borders. In the military domain, agreements like the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty and NATO's Partnership for Peace have fostered global security. Environmental cooperation has seen successes like the Montreal Protocol, which significantly reduced ozone-depleting emissions. Economic collaboration, though facing hurdles like globalization, remains essential for tackling transnational issues and promoting sustainable growth. These examples underline the necessity of nations working together to share resources, knowledge, and strategies for a better future. In 1991, India underwent significant economic reforms known as the LPG reforms, liberalization, privatization, and globalization. These reforms opened the Indian economy to foreign investments, reducing trade barriers and fostering global integration. On the positive side, globalization brought in advanced technologies, created employment opportunities, and boosted sectors like BPO and manufacturing. However, it also introduced challenges, such as increased competition for domestic industries and job losses due to technological advancements. Additionally, the outsourcing model emerged, significantly contributing to the growth of India's service sector. These changes highlight the multifaceted impact of globalization on India's economy and industries. Globalization has been significantly influenced by several key factors in recent decades. Technological advancements, such as the internet and mobile communication, have revolutionized how businesses operate across borders. Government policies promoting liberalization have removed barriers, enabling the free flow of goods and services. Institutions like the WTO have played a crucial role in facilitating international trade and cooperation. Additionally, growing consumer demand for diverse products has encouraged companies to expand globally. Global competition has further driven innovation and efficiency, while improved political relationships have fostered a conducive environment for trade. Lastly, cross-national agreements have streamlined trade and investment, making globalization an integral part of the modern economy. International business refers to the exchange of goods, services, and knowledge across national borders, involving multinational enterprises like Amazon and Coca-Cola. It encompasses economic transactions, such as capital and skills for producing goods and services globally. Firms aim to create value by balancing product value and production costs, with activities divided into primary and support categories. To enter foreign markets, companies can choose from various modes like exporting, licensing, or joint ventures, each with its own benefits and challenges. Success in international business also depends on strategic alignment with global factors and navigating external influences like geography, politics, and economics. Expanding globally provides firms with several strategic advantages that strengthen competitiveness and operational efficiency. Global concentration allows multinational enterprises, MNEs, to compete in overlapping international markets, often alongside a limited number of major players, as seen with brands like Pepsi and Coca-Cola. Through global synergies, companies reuse resources such as marketing assets, brand identity, or operational systems across multiple markets to achieve consistency and cost efficiency. Moreover, global strategic motivations, such as setting up foreign outposts, accessing new customer bases, or securing global supply chains, drive firms to pursue international expansion beyond basic market entry goals. These factors collectively support long-term growth and resilience in a dynamic global economy. When businesses consider expanding internationally, they must evaluate several external factors that can significantly impact their success. Geographical influences, such as natural resources and population distribution, play a key role in determining operational feasibility. Social factors, including cultural preferences, require businesses to adapt their products and services to local tastes. Political stability and government policies are critical, as instability can disrupt trade and investments. Legal policies, both domestic and international, set the framework for compliance and operations. Behavioral factors, like consumer attitudes and values, demand a deep understanding of the target market. Lastly, economic forces, such as currency values and market size, influence the financial viability of entering a new market. Together, these factors highlight the complexity of global expansion and the need for thorough research and strategic planning. Internationalization of business provides firms with numerous opportunities to grow and compete globally. Economies of scale and scope allow companies to reduce costs and stabilize their operations by producing more efficiently and diversifying their offerings. Exposure to global markets fosters innovation and learning, enabling firms to develop new capabilities. Additionally, internationalization grants access to key resources and helps mitigate risks by spreading operations across multiple countries. However, firms must also navigate challenges such as unfamiliarity with foreign markets, increased transaction costs, and economic risks like currency fluctuations. Balancing these benefits and risks is crucial for success in the global marketplace. Internationalization offers businesses a range of significant benefits. Economies of scale allow firms to reduce costs through increased production and specialization, especially when serving diverse global markets. Economies of scope enable cost-effective joint production of multiple products, stabilizing portfolios and enhancing resilience. Exposure to diverse markets fosters learning and innovation, driving organizational growth. Access to global resources ensures cost optimization, while risk reduction is achieved by diversifying operations across countries. Lastly, internationalization enhances bargaining power, enabling firms to negotiate better terms and stabilize revenue streams. Together, these advantages make global market participation a strategic imperative for businesses. Information and Communication Technology, or ITC, has fundamentally reshaped globalization by breaking down barriers to international business. It enables the seamless movement of ideas, information, and services across borders, making global markets more accessible. Companies can now manage operations and trading activities with greater efficiency thanks to ITC's advanced tools. It also allows businesses to enter new markets without physical relocation, especially in regions with limited infrastructure. Furthermore, ITC supports robust global logistics systems, enabling companies like Samsung to coordinate production and supply chains across continents. Rapid information exchange and outsourcing have become key strategies, allowing firms to focus on their strengths while leveraging external resources. Finally, ITC fosters global integration, helping businesses innovate and adapt to the ever-changing global market. Internationalization of firms is a strategic move that brings numerous benefits. Economies of scale allow companies to reduce costs by increasing production and serving a larger, global customer base. Economies of scope enable firms to produce multiple products more efficiently, stabilizing their operations. Exposure to diverse markets fosters learning and innovation, helping firms adapt and grow. Access to global resources ensures cost-effective sourcing, while risk reduction through market diversification protects against economic fluctuations. However, firms must also address challenges like unfamiliar markets and potential economic risks to fully capitalize on these opportunities. Network internationalization reflects the shift from traditional borders to a more interconnected global framework. Information and communication technology plays a pivotal role, enabling firms to operate seamlessly across borders and reducing the need for physical presence. Companies from different regions like China, Korea, Europe, and the US adopt unique strategies, proving that there are multiple paths to success in this domain. Globalization has blurred the lines between nations and firms, fostering a more interdependent global economy. However, this also brings challenges, such as managing dispersed structures and adapting to rapid global changes. Understanding these dynamics is crucial for navigating the modern international business landscape. Multinational enterprises, or MNEs, are key players in the global economy, operating across multiple countries and industries. Examples include companies like McDonald's, Samsung, and Ford, which engage in diverse activities from consumer goods to manufacturing. To succeed internationally, MNEs must navigate various factors such as legal systems, cultural differences, and environmental regulations. The globalization of these enterprises has been driven by the removal of trade barriers and technological advancements, enabling them to expand their reach. While they face challenges like market concentration and regulatory hurdles, they also leverage global synergies and strategic motivations to thrive. Ultimately, MNEs significantly contribute to integrating national markets into a cohesive global economy, fostering trade and investment. Outsourcing is a business strategy where companies delegate certain tasks or services to external providers, often in other countries. This approach has grown significantly due to globalization, particularly in industries like IT, BPO, and manufacturing. The benefits of outsourcing include reduced costs, access to specialized skills, and the ability to focus on core business activities. However, it also comes with challenges such as maintaining quality, overcoming communication barriers, and managing dependency on third-party providers. Additionally, while outsourcing can lead to job losses in the home country, it also creates economic opportunities in the outsourcing destinations. Technological advancements have further streamlined outsourcing, making it easier to manage remote teams and maintain effective communication. Globalization has transformed the way businesses operate, offering unprecedented opportunities for even small firms to access international markets. Advances in technology, such as improved communication and transportation, have made global trade more accessible. Companies can now expand their customer base, access new resources, and achieve cost efficiencies through economies of scale. However, navigating the global market comes with challenges, including understanding diverse legal systems, political environments, and cultural norms. Multinational enterprises play a crucial role in this ecosystem, driving trade and investment across borders. Additionally, the impact of information and communication technology has been profound, enabling rapid information exchange and streamlined logistics. By leveraging these opportunities and addressing challenges, businesses can thrive in the interconnected global economy. The anti-globalization movement challenges the dominance of corporate capitalism, which it argues exacerbates global inequalities and exploits underdeveloped nations. It opposes the integration of global capital markets, which often favor wealthy nations and capital owners at the expense of workers and poorer countries. Advocates of the movement emphasized the importance of social justice, fair trade, and human rights, aiming to bridge social inequalities and the global digital divide. Environmental concerns are also central, as globalization is linked to resource exploitation and environmental degradation, disproportionately affecting poorer nations. Additionally, the movement highlights gender and labor inequalities, particularly in industries like garment manufacturing, where women are often confined to low-wage, unskilled jobs. Capital market integration has been a contentious issue, with critics pointing out its role in deepening global inequalities. They argue that the globalization of financial markets often benefits wealthier nations and capital owners, while leaving poorer countries and workers at a disadvantage. Human rights concerns are also raised, as global institutions like the IMF and World Bank are accused of promoting neoliberal policies without ethical oversight. Additionally, free trade agreements and organizations such as the WTO are criticized for perpetuating the North-South economic divide. These criticisms highlight the need for protective measures to ensure fairer outcomes in global trade and investment. The global justice movement is a collective effort to address the inequalities brought about by globalization. It advocates for fair trade rules that provide equal opportunities for all nations, particularly those in the global south. At its core, the movement emphasizes social justice, aiming to create a society rooted in equality, solidarity, and human rights. While it supports the globalization of communication and people, it strongly opposes the unchecked expansion of corporate power. Non-governmental organizations like War Child and Care International play a crucial role by improving infrastructure, education, and healthcare in developing countries. The movement also sheds light on how globalization disproportionately benefits wealthier nations, urging reforms to create a more equitable global economic system. Globalization has significantly impacted gender equality, particularly in employment. Industries like garment manufacturing in Bangladesh and the maquiladora sector in Mexico have provided job opportunities for women, but these roles are often low-wage and unskilled. While access to paid work has given women more autonomy in personal decisions, it has not translated into collective empowerment or better workplace conditions. Gendered workplace dynamics further exacerbate inequalities, with men often placed in high-skilled roles while women are relegated to temporary, low-skilled jobs. Critics of globalization highlight its role in weakening labor unions, exploiting child labor, and perpetuating gender disparities. Addressing these issues requires stronger regulations and expanded social safety nets. Globalization has brought significant environmental challenges that demand urgent attention. Increased industrial activities and transportation have led to higher greenhouse gas emissions, accelerating global warming and climate change. The growing demand for water resources has worsened water scarcity in many regions, while energy consumption remains highly unequal, with developed nations consuming disproportionately more. Transnational pollution, such as air and ocean contamination, demonstrates how environmental issues transcend borders. Additionally, globalization has driven deforestation and biodiversity loss, as agricultural and industrial expansion encroach on natural habitats. Addressing these challenges requires global cooperation and sustainable practices to ensure a balanced approach to development. Globalization has significantly influenced food sovereignty, often in ways that disadvantage local communities. Multinational corporations, with their financial and political power, dominate agricultural resources in impoverished nations, converting them to cash crop production for export. This practice marginalizes subsistence farmers, forcing them onto less productive lands and increasing their vulnerability to food insecurity. Historically, economic policies have been a major cause of famines, even more so than natural disasters like droughts or wars. Recent climate shocks, such as floods have further exacerbated food crises, particularly in regions like South Asia and the Middle East. However, global initiatives like the 1996 World Summit on Food Security aim to address these challenges by promoting sustainable agricultural practices and combating hunger worldwide. Global citizens are individuals who see themselves as part of a global community rather than being tied to a specific nation. This identity is often shaped by the denationalization of businesses, which allows elites to operate across borders without the obligations of local citizenship. As a result, political discourse increasingly caters to these elites, sidelining critical issues like employment, poverty, and crime that affect the majority. This disconnect from local challenges leads to ideological debates that fail to address the pressing needs of the working class. Understanding this phenomenon is crucial to addressing the broader societal implications of globalization. Social inequality has persisted despite the transformative effects of globalization. Historically, global economies have developed unevenly, leaving some regions in poverty while others advanced. Even in traditionally egalitarian countries, income inequality has risen, with a small elite amassing wealth equivalent to billions of the world's poorest. Critics argue that globalization has concentrated wealth and power among a few, while many continue to face poverty and lack of resources. Vulnerable populations, particularly in low-wage labor markets, have been exploited through practices like child labor and poor working conditions. The anti-globalization movement advocates for fair trade rules and social justice policies to address these disparities and ensure a more equitable global economy. The anti-global governance movement has its roots in the 1930s, opposing the idea of a centralized world government due to concerns about oppression and power concentration. This movement critiques the globalization of corporate capitalism, which often prioritizes profits over social welfare. A key argument is the unequal power dynamics in international trade, where developed nations hold significant advantages over underdeveloped ones. Advocates of this movement call for fair trade rules, institutional reforms, and a global system that upholds equality, solidarity, and human rights. They stress the importance of addressing disparities and focusing on the needs of individuals in developing nations to create a more just and equitable global system. Brexit has been a defining moment in recent history, significantly impacting globalization. The uncertainty leading up to Brexit caused economic stagnation in both the UK and the EU, as political delays and opposition created instability. Many businesses relocated from the UK to the EU, disrupting trade and supply chains, and leading to economic downturns on both sides. Investor confidence was shaken, resulting in financial market fluctuations and reduced economic stability. Brexit also raised critical questions about the future of trade agreements, the movement of people, and the broader economic relationship between the UK and the EU. Ultimately, it underscores how political decisions can have far-reaching consequences for globalization, reshaping trade, economic stability, and international relations. The COVID-19 pandemic has had profound economic and social impacts worldwide. Economically, it triggered a global recession with declines in both manufacturing and service sectors and caused a significant stock market crash. Socially, lockdowns and restrictions disrupted daily life and severely impacted businesses dependent on in-person interactions. Interestingly, studies reveal that most economic decline was due to voluntary disengagement from commerce rather than government mandates. On a positive note, international trade rebounded strongly, surpassing pre-pandemic levels by 2022. Additionally, the pandemic accelerated digital transformation, with a surge in international internet traffic as online activities replaced physical interactions. These developments underscore the interconnectedness and vulnerabilities of global systems. The China-United States trade war, which began in 2018, was initiated by the US to address what it considered unfair trade practices by China including intellectual property theft and forced technology transfers. This conflict had profound economic consequences, particularly in the US, where it led to higher consumer prices, struggles for farmers and manufacturers, and a mild recession in the manufacturing sector. Globally, the trade war caused economic instability, with countries like Chile and Ecuador experiencing protests over rising costs, while others benefited from increased manufacturing opportunities. The stock market also faced significant volatility, prompting governments to intervene to mitigate the damage. Ultimately, this trade war underscores the complexities of globalization and the interconnected nature of global economies, where policies between two nations can have far-reaching effects worldwide. Russian natural gas pipelines to Europe have reshaped the region's energy and geopolitical landscape. Until 2014, Ukraine served as the main transit route, earning substantial revenue from transit fees. However, the Nord Stream pipeline bypassed Ukraine, reducing its transit volumes and altering the dynamics of energy supply. This shift has raised concerns about Europe's energy security, as reliance on Russian gas increases vulnerability to geopolitical tensions. The development of Nord Stream 2 has further fueled debates over energy policy, environmental concerns, and Russia's growing influence. These changes underscored the complex interplay between energy infrastructure and international relations. In 2020, the global economy faced a dual crisis: the COVID-19 pandemic and the Russia-Saudi Arabia oil price war. The pandemic drastically reduced oil demand as travel and industrial activity came to a halt. In response, OPEC proposed production cuts, but negotiations with Russia failed, leading to an escalation. Saudi Arabia and Russia increased production, with Saudi Arabia offering steep discounts, which caused oil prices to plummet. This created a global economic shock, underscoring the interconnectedness of markets. By April 2020, both nations agreed to cut production, stabilizing the market after weeks of volatility. The Russo-Ukrainian war has had profound economic consequences, reshaping global markets and trade dynamics. Over 38 governments have imposed sanctions on Russia, targeting its financial, legal, and technological sectors, leading to unprecedented economic isolation. The war has also disrupted global supply chains, particularly in oil and grain, causing price surges and shortages worldwide. Energy markets have been significantly affected, with reduced Russian exports driving up costs for nations across the globe. These developments have sparked debates on the effectiveness of sanctions as a policy tool, given their widespread economic repercussions. Ultimately, the conflict highlights the interconnectedness of global economies and the vulnerability of international trade to regional conflicts. The Afghanistan crisis is a stark example of how global and local factors intertwine. The freezing of Afghan central bank assets has led to a severe humanitarian crisis, with millions facing starvation. Economically, the return of expatriates has brought some relief, fostering entrepreneurship and construction projects like New Kabul City. Agriculture remains a cornerstone of the economy, with efforts to shift from opium to saffron production gaining international acclaim. Afghanistan's rich natural resources, including lithium and copper, offer potential for growth if managed effectively. These developments highlight the complex relationship between globalization, economic recovery, and humanitarian needs in a nation facing profound challenges. Recent global crises have revealed significant vulnerabilities in how nations and international systems manage globalization. At the national level, many countries were unprepared for market shocks due to gaps in macroeconomic stability, financial soundness, and governance. On the international front, failures in risk assessment and insufficient oversight of offshore financial institutions exacerbated these crises. Transparency and better monitoring are critical to preventing herd behavior and sudden capital movements. In response, efforts are being made to strengthen global financial systems, ensuring they operate more transparently and equitably. These crises underscore the urgent need for nations to collaborate and address the complexities of globalization together. In 1991, India underwent a transformative economic shift with the introduction of the LPG reforms, liberalization, privatization, and globalization. These reforms opened the economy to foreign direct investment, leading to significant changes across industries. On the positive side, globalization brought in foreign investments, created jobs, and introduced advanced technology, particularly benefiting sectors like BPO, pharmaceuticals, and manufacturing. However, it also posed challenges, such as increased competition for domestic companies and job losses due to technological advancements. Additionally, globalization spurred the growth of outsourcing, making India a hub for global service industries. Key factors like technological progress, reduced trade barriers, and international cooperation have further fueled globalization in India. The COVID-19 pandemic brought unprecedented challenges to several service sectors. In the automotive industry, US vehicle sales dropped by 40%, and major automakers had to shut down factories. The energy sector saw oil prices plummet to negative levels due to a severe demand shock and storage issues. Tourism, a vital economic driver for many countries, shrank by up to 50% as travel restrictions and lockdowns took effect. Restaurants were forced to close for sit-down dining, leading to layoffs and operational struggles. Retailers faced reduced hours or permanent closures, with department stores and clothing shops hit the hardest. These disruptions highlight the vulnerabilities of these sectors and the urgent need for effective recovery strategies. In this lesson, we explored the multifaceted concept of globalization and its profound impact on the world. We delved into the economic, cultural, and political dimensions of globalization, understanding both the opportunities it presents and the challenges it poses. Key movements and international cooperation efforts were highlighted, along with the role of multinational enterprises in shaping the global economy. We also examined the effects of recent global crises, such as the COVID-19 pandemic and geopolitical conflicts, on globalization. Finally, we reflected on the lessons learned and the evolving dynamics of globalization in the Indian and global context.